This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents actor Richard Burton reading the love poetry of 17th century writer John Donne. Though Donne was educated in theology, in his youth he was best known for keeping the company of elegant women.
When I died last, and dear, I die as often as from thee I go. Though it be but an hour ago, and lover's hours be full eternity, I can remember yet that I something did say, and something did bestow. Though I be dead, which sent me, I should be mine own executor and legacy. I heard me say, tell her anon that myself, that is you, not I, did kill me, and when I felt me die, I bid me send my heart when I was gone. But I, alas, could there find none when I had ripped me and searched where hearts did lie. It killed me again that I, who still was true in life, in my last will should cozen you. Yet I found something like a heart, but colors it and corners had. It was not good, it was not bad. It was entire to none, and few had part. As good as could be made by art, it seemed. And therefore, for our losses sad, I meant to send this heart instead of mine. But oh, no man could hold it, for 'twas thine. Oh, do not die, for I shall hate all women so when thou art gone. But thee I shall not celebrate when I remember thou wast one. But yet thou canst not die, I know. To leave this world behind is death. But when thou from this world wilt go, the whole world vapors with thy breath. Or if when thou the world's soul goest, it stay, 'tis but thy carcass then, the fairest woman but thy ghost, but corrupt worms the worthiest men. O wrangling schools that search what fire shall burn this world, had none the wit unto this knowledge to aspire that this her fever might be it, and yet she cannot waste by this nor long bear this torturing wrong, for much corruption needful is to fuel such a fever long. These burning fits but meteors be, whose matter in thee is soon spent. Thy beauty and all parts which are thee are unchangeable firmament. Yet 'twas of my mind seizing thee, though it in thee cannot persever. For I had rather owner be of thee 1 hour than all else ever. All kings and all their favorites, all glory of honors, beauties, wits, the sun itself which makes times as they pass, is elder by a year now than it was when thou and I first one another saw. All other things to their destruction draw, only our love hath no decay. This no tomorrow hath, nor yesterday, running, it never runs from us away, but truly keeps his first, last, everlasting day. Two graves must hide thine and my course. If one might, death were no divorce. Alas, as well as other princes we, who prince enough in one another be, must leave at last in death these eyes and ears, oft fed with true oaths and with sweet salt tears. But souls, where nothing dwells but love, all other thoughts being inmates, then shall prove this or a love increased there above, when bodies to their graves, souls from their graves remove. And then we shall be truly blessed, but we no more than all the rest. Here upon earth we are kings, and none but we can be such kings, nor of such subjects be. Who is so safe as we, when none can do treason to us except one of us two? True and false fears let us refrain, let us love nobly, and live, and add again years and years unto years, till we attain to right 80. This is the second of our reign. Mark but this flea, and mark in this how little that which thou deniest me is. It sucked me first, and now sucks thee, and in this flea our two bloods mingled be. Thou know'st that this cannot be said a sin, nor shame, nor loss of maidenhead. Yet this enjoys before it woo, and pampered swells with one blood made of two, and this, alas, is more than we would do. Oh, stay, three lives in one flea spare, where we almost yea more than married are. This flea is you and I, and this our marriage bed and marriage temple is. Though parents grudge and you, we are met and cloistered in these living walls of jet. Though use make you apt to kill me, let not to that self-murder added be, and sacrilege, three sins in killing three. Cruel and sudden, hast thou since purpled thy nail in blood of innocence? Wherein could this flea guilty be, except in that drop which it sucked from thee? Yet thou triumphst, and sayst that thou find'st not thyself nor me the weaker now. 'Tis true, then learn how false fears be. Just so much honor when thou yield'st to me will waste as this flea's death took life from thee. Whoever guesses, thinks, or dreams he knows who is my mistress wither by this curse. His only and only his purse may some dull heart to love dispose, and she yield then to all that are his foes. May he be scorned by one whom all else scorn, forswear to others what to her he hath sworn, with fear of missing, shame of getting, torn. Madness his sorrow, gout his cramp, may he make by but thinking who hath made him such, and may he feel no touch of conscience but of fame, and be anguished not that was sin, but that was she. In early and long scarceness may he rot for land which had been his, if he had not himself incestuously an heir begot. May he dream treason, and believe that he meant to perform it, and confess, and die, and no record tell why. His sons, which none of his may be, inherit nothing but his infamy. Or may he so long parasites have fed that he would fain be theirs whom he hath bred, and at the last be circumcised for bread. The venom of all stepdams, gamesters' gall, what tyrants and their subjects interwish, what plants, mines, beasts, fowl, fish can contribute, all ill which all prophets or poets spake, and all which shall be annexed in schedules unto this by me, fall on that man. For if it be a she, nature beforehand hath outcursed me.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.